sound.
The National September 11th Memorial Museum at Ground Zero opened to survivors and victims' families on Thursday. It spans 110,000 square feet, 70 feet below street level. The entryway into the museum is next to cascading water where the Twin Towers once stood. The museum's artifacts range from the monumental, like two of the huge fork-shaped columns from the World Trade Center's facade, to the intimate, a wedding ring, a shoe, a victim's voicemail message.
In the years to come, the 9/11 Memorial Museum will take its place alongside the fields of Gettysburg, the waters of Pearl Harbor, and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial as a sacred marker of our past and as a solemn gathering place.
New York City's former Mayor Mike Bloomberg at the dedication of the 9/11 Memorial Museum.
This museum, built on the site of rubble and ruins, is now filled with the faces, the stories, and the memories of our common grief and our common hope.
In those awful moments, after the South Tower was hit, some of the injured huddled in the wreckage of the 78th floor.
President Barack Obama.
The fires were spreading. The air was filled with smoke. It was dark. They could barely see. It seemed as if there was no way out.
Then there came a voice, clear, calm, saying he had found the stairs.
A young man in his 20s, strong, emerged from the smoke, and over his nose and his mouth, he wore a red handkerchief. He tended to the wounded. He led those survivors down the stairs to safety and carried a woman on his shoulders down 17 flights. Then he went back up all those flights, then back down again, bringing more wounded to safety. Until that moment when the tower fell.
One day, the man's mom, Allison Crowther, was reading a newspaper article about those final moments and the young man in the red bandana. She knew instantly it was her son, Wells Crowther, who carried a red handkerchief with him since he was a boy. He worked in the South Tower on the 108th floor as an equities trader, but also had been a volunteer firefighter. One of the young man's red bandanas now hangs at the 9/11 Memorial Museum.
My name is Ling Yang. I'm here today because of Wells, a man I did not get the chance to thank. It was very hard for me to come here today, but I wanted to do so I could say thank you to his parent and my new friend, Jeff and Allison.
Thank you. I am Wells Crowther's mother, Allison Crowther. My husband, Jefferson, and I could not be more proud of our son. For us, he lives on in the people he helped and in the memory of what he chose to do that Tuesday in September.
Crowther said her son believed we are all here to look out for and care for one another, that this is life's most precious meaning. It's hard to listen to a phone message a mom sent to her son, Mark Bingham. He was on Flight 93, the flight which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but which would have crashed in Washington, D.C., had the passengers and the crew not stormed the cockpit.
Mark, this is your mom. Apparently, it's terrorists and they're hell-bent on crashing the aircraft. There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours. If you can, group some people and perhaps do everything you can to overpower them. Try to call me back if you can. I'd love to speak. Good luck. Bye-bye.
These are the kinds of stories you'll hear at the Memorial Museum, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, but also inspiring. Many in the audience wiped away tears during the dedication ceremony, which revisited both the horror and the heroism of 9/11, the day 19 Al-Qaeda hijackers crashed four airliners into the Trade Center, into the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in an attack that plunged the U.S. into a decade of war in Afghanistan against Al-Qaeda's Taliban protectors. Florence Jones was number 18 of the last 25 survivors who got out of the South Tower. She walked down 71 flights of stairs, taking her shoes off on the 60th floor. When she got out, she walked 50 more blocks in her stocking feet.
When I heard that the museum was looking for artifacts, I thought about my shoes. I had put them in a plastic container, and when I took them out, they still had the smell on them from that awful day. And I knew I would never wear them again. So I decided to donate them here. I wanted my nieces and my nephew and every person that asked what happened to see them and maybe understand a little bit better what it felt like to be us on that day.
New York City's former mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
We will never understand why one person escaped and another didn't. How random it all seems, and how powerless it makes us all feel.
Giuliani spoke about how when the North Tower collapsed, 14 men from the New York City Fire Department and Port Authority who were trying to rescue civilians were trapped together on the third floor. That's when 108 floors collapsed in on them. They were dug out by rescue workers who kept digging and digging and digging. Lieutenant Mickey Cross was one of those rescued.
Once we got out, we saw complete devastation. The whole Trade Center was gone. All you could see were huge pieces of twisted steel and fires everywhere. And workers never giving up on finding people. After our rescue, many of us joined the rescue and recovery teams at Ground Zero to do for others what had been done for us. We had to.
I am Manny Rodriguez, and I am a member of Teamsters Local 282. I worked at Ground Zero in heavy construction for 9 months.
My name is Pia Hoffman. I'm a crane operator, and I worked at Ground Zero for 8 months.
My name is Tony Favara. I'm a detective in the New York City Police Department Emergency Service Unit. I worked at Ground Zero for 9 months.
My name is Steve Butler. I'm a lieutenant with the Port Authority Police Emergency Service Unit. I worked down at Ground Zero for 9 months performing rescue and recovery. After losing my brother Tommy, a firefighter with squad company number one, I was the first person to put his picture on this piece of steel, which we call the last column. After that, many others followed with pictures and signatures.
Some of the heroes of Ground Zero. The National September 11th Memorial Museum opens to the public on May 21st. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.